Red Film Radio.
Red Film Radio.
Interview.
Interview.
Red Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti, and today I'm in virtual company of Kirby Howell Baptiste playing Anita in Cruella, screening in theaters from May 26th and on Disney Plus with VIP access from May 28th.
Hi, Kirby. This is Chiara Nicoletti from Freddy Radio. I'm Italian.
Hi, my Kirby. First...
Ciao. Very Ciao. Nice to meet you. So I have to say that what I loved about this live action was it's paying attention to nuances, you know, and background to every character belonging to the world or 101 Dalmatians. So how did you work on creating and giving background to your character? Was the protagonist of the story we grew up with.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a really brilliant observation that this is a film of nuances. I think both plot-wise and in terms of aesthetics, it's about nuance and it's about attention to detail. In terms of creating this character, you know, she's a photojournalist and she's in this career where she kind of feels like she's destined for more. So for me, in terms of building the background of this character, it was doing a lot of research about what that would have been like in the 70s, speaking with my family. You know, my grandma immigrated from the Caribbean to the UK in the late 50s, early 60s. So asking her what London was even like at that time and particularly what it was like for a Black woman. So for me, it's building a character that way and figuring out who they are and where they lie, both in terms of like the way they see themselves and also the world, the environment that they're in.
And I remember that in the animated film, Cruella was constantly referring to Anita as being sort of naive, of course, being so content with family and the choices that she made in life with Roger. Did you take that in mind or you created a totally different character?
For me, there's a certain amount of taking that on. I think that what is really nice about this story is that we're seeing who all these characters were before the idea that we have of them now, you know, so before Anita becomes sort of essentially, you know, a mother and a caretaker, before that, we're seeing who she was in her life and how she got to that point. And for me, I mean, I think there's definitely... I can see how Cruella would think that she's sort of naive or kind of copped out because Cruella is so ambitious. You know, she's almost like so narrowly focused on what she wants that I don't know, you know, that the life that Anita would plan for herself would have any appeal to Cruella. But I don't know that in this iteration, Anita's necessarily naive. I think she's kind of generous and she's non-judgmental. And I think she's more gentle than both of the women that she's kind of in between. And I think that sometimes kindness can be taken for a weakness, particularly by people who are quite dominant.
I have to say that's the aspect that I really like. Yeah, just that there are so many type of women, you know, portrayed.
Yeah.
So many choices that we can relate to.
So many choices that we can relate to. I mean, I think what's really beautiful is seeing three women in a film that are all really focused and really driven and really career oriented. And like you said, I mean, their paths may diverge. It may, we don't see that here, but we don't know where they go with that. You know, I think there are some characters who will, like Anita, who will hopefully eventually find more of a balance. And then there are other people like the Baroness. For her, there is absolutely no balance. You know, she is laser focused on her career. And you know, if you're in the way, you're going to get knocked over.
How does it feel and how did it feel to become part of a world like Disney that's actively contributing to change society, I mean, and make it more inclusive, representative? Does it add to the happiness of finally becoming a Disney character?
Yeah, it's kind of surreal because I never thought of myself as becoming a Disney character, which is really interesting. I think as an actor, you're just kind of like looking for the next job that interests you, whatever, you know, you're hoping that you find something that you enjoy for 3, 4, 5, 6 months, however long you're working on it, with people that you enjoy. And, you know, you want to feel creatively fulfilled. But it never really popped into my mind that I was like entering the world of Disney and becoming a Disney character. Maybe not even until right now when you just asked, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm a Disney character now. It's really exciting. I think that like there's not a single person probably that you'd be hard pressed to find a person whose childhood hasn't been shaped in some way by Disney. And particularly now where Disney's arm is so long, you know, it's not just Disney, it's Marvel, and it's all these other things. And I think that for me is really exciting to be in this sort of new generation of Disney films where this next generation of kids are watching and they're seeing themselves in a bunch of different films. You know, I just saw Raya and that was amazing to see, you know, just even seeing a girl with like shaved hair on the side. I'd never seen that as a kid. You never saw that in Disney films. And so I think that's really, really exciting seeing how unique and diverse the world has become, both the real world and the Disney world.
Thank you so much, Kirby. I hope it's just the first time of many that we meet.
I hope so.
And we've been talking to Kirby Orwell-Baptiste, playing Anita in Cruella by Craig Gillespie, screening in theaters from May 26th and on Disney Plus with VIP access from May 28th. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.